This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials said Monday more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town as they defend a strong response that included immediately deporting migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town, calling it a, quote, challenging and heartbreaking situation. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stark warning, quote, if you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned, your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's life. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz claim they will look into agents on horseback using what appeared to be whips and their horses to push back migrants at the river between Mexico, where thousands of migrants remain camped around a bridge. Mayorkas says he has asked the Defense Department for help in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades. Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children age 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon, a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is already available for anyone 12 and older, but with kids now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously awaiting vaccinations for their younger children. Kids are at lower risk of severe illness or death, but more than 5 million children in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19.